Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Cannes Film Festival. I'm in company of Lucas Daunt, who's here to present his first feature film screening in En Certain Regard, Girl. So Lucas, why this story for your first feature film? What did it hit you about it?
The thing is, in 2009, when I was 18 years old, I saw an article in a Belgian newspaper that talked about a young girl, a 15-year-old girl, that wanted to become a ballerina, but was born in a male body. And what immediately attracted me to the story, what immediately touched me so much, was actually this contradiction in it, that on the one hand, you have someone who chooses an arena in which you really have to work with your body, in which your body is very important. And on the other hand, it's someone who is going through a transformation and has a very difficult relationship with the body. At the same time, for me, it was a very courageous thing for her at 15 years old to not only be very ambitious and want to go into this dance arena and obtain this form of femininity, this highest form of femininity, the ballerina, but also choose just the truest version of herself, because for her it was very clear from the beginning that she was a girl, but that her body is not seen like that by the society and by herself.
And to be so sure about certain things at that age, when, you know, when you're coming of age, it's like the most difficult time of it, so you show it.
Yes, I think Lara is a very radical character in the sense that she really knows what she wants. I think that also makes her a very lovable character, that she's going for it all the way, maybe even a bit too much. And at the same time, I think that also makes her a typical adolescent for me. I think in puberty, you feel that your body starts changing and you start discovering more and more of yourself and of the others, and you really... sometimes you want to speed up time and you want to go faster and become this greatest version of yourself you think you can be. And I think this is... Lara is an adolescent, even over the fact that she's a transgender. And I think this is important in the film that, yes, it's a transgender character in the main part, but we focus on so much other sides of her. And we don't make the film only about this aspect of her identity.
What I like is that she still hasn't made up her mind about other things, because that's another, you know, like stereotype sometimes.
Yes.
Because people tend to think that if you want to be like a man and want to be a girl, you should like men, or, you know, that sexual orientation has nothing to do with not feeling comfortable with your own body. So
exactly. For me, the film is really not about which... Or sexuality, actually. For me, the film is really about gender and about learning for Lara how to feel something with her body that is also in a sexual way or an erotic way, but most of all to let herself feel something with the body she's in, because for her to be in that body that is seen as masculine, it's a very difficult thing for her. She really has an aversion towards the body. And I think in this film she will try to see if with that body she can feel something or not.
There are other films that have explored this theme, but what she did perfectly is to focus so much on her struggle with her body, for example, mm-hmm. that I found it like finally refreshing, mm-hmm. and I couldn't understand why other directors hadn't done it. So what were the essential elements for you that had to be in your film?
Well, what for me was very exciting is actually that the relationship with the own body and the relationship with the body of someone else is something that is very universal, and it transcends for me completely the transgender topic. For me, and that's what I think is really makes the film so relatable for a lot of people, is the fact that this connection towards the own body is something that we all have felt in a way in our lives, or are feeling in our lives. For me, it was very important to make a film that was in every sense physical. That, for example, we showed the dance, But we don't show the choreography itself, we show the effect of the dance on the body. So that we let the camera not captate the choreography itself, but the effect that it has on Lara's body. And I think talking about the physical effect to every single position on this film, to the cameraman, to the sound man, to Victor, to the actors, I think we all came to understand that we really wanted the audience to feel what it was like, or what it is like, to be in a body that is seen as the other sex by our society and by yourself.
How did you find Victor? What were you looking for?
I was looking for an amazing 15-year-old who could play Lara with a maturity that is necessary for the film, because the film is carried by its protagonists. The difficult thing with the casting was that you had to have three big qualities in order for you to be able to do this. You had to be able to dance on a very high scale. You had to be able to, of course, play the more dramatic parts in the film. And you had to be able to represent this transgender identity in a very subtle, elegant, and mature way. And I think we saw a lot of people. We saw 500 young people. We saw young boys, we saw young girls, we saw young transgender girls. And there was actually always one of the three qualities missing. And it was only until Victor showed up that everything blended with each other. When we saw him, we immediately saw his sort of angelic quality. For me, he was someone that really transcended boy or girl. He's really someone who has this, I don't know, this, it's for me, he's like beauty, I don't know, something Greek even. And then when we saw him dance, it was very clear.
Thank you, Lucas Daunt, for talking about your first feature film, Girl, screening at Festival de Cannes in Uncertain Regard. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.